Here we are, Mike, ready for another edition.
Yes, we are.
Indeed. It's time for the good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. Tri-State Livestock News is a trusted source of all things agriculture. They're part of the good stuff. We're so proud to have them sponsoring us, providing the latest news and updates in their industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Make sure you check them out. It's tsln.com.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County and the surrounding areas. Merritt Reservoir, where it's an international dark skies, the first in the state of Nebraska and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Find out more about that by going to nebraskastarparty.org. That'll be coming up midsummer. And for the rest of the 50 things to do, go to visitvalentine.org. Kim, what are you going to share to start the good stuff?
I have a piece called Tomorrow, and it's by Red.
Fred who?
Red.
Oh, Red.
Yep, it's by Red.
Okay.
When tomorrow starts without me and I'm not here to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven, far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But when I walked through heaven's gates, I felt so much at home when God looked down and smiled at me. From his great golden throne, he said, "This is eternity and all I've promised you." Today, for life on earth is past, but here it starts anew. A promise, no tomorrow, for today will always last. And since each day's the same way, there's no longing for the past. So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart. Tomorrow.
How about something called The Most Beautiful Flower? I do not know the author on this one, but the park bench was deserted as I sat down to read beneath the long, straggly branches of an old willow tree, disillusioned by life with good reason to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to ruin my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me with his head tilted down and said with great excitement, "Look what I found." In his hand was a flower, and what a pitiful sight, with its petals all worn, not enough rain or too little light. Wanting him to take his dead flower and go off to play, I faked a small smile and then shifted away. But instead of retreating, he sat by my side and placed the flower to his nose and declared with overacted surprise, "It sure smells pretty, and it's beautiful, too." The weed before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of colors, orange, yellow, or red, but I knew I must take it or he might never leave, so I reached for the flower and replied, "Just what I need." But instead of him placing the flower in my hand, he held it mid-air without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time that weed-toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver. Tears shone in the sun as I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he smiled, and then ran off to play, unaware of the impact he'd had on me that day. I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath an old willow tree, and how he knew of my self-indulged plight. Perhaps from his heart he'd been blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last I could see the problem was not with the world, the problem was me. And for all of those times I myself had been blind, I vowed to see the beauty in life and appreciate every second that's mine. And then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of a beautiful rose and smiled as I watched that young boy, another weed in his hand, about to change the life of an unsuspecting old man. Cherish every moment you have. It could be your last. The most beautiful flower is what that is called. And if you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great local radio station for more of the good stuff.